Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, rising costs, higher interest rates and continued uncertainty are putting fresh pressure on today's farming sector. So what does the outlook now look like for farmers and agricultural businesses? Owen Lowry, he's the head of agriculture at Bank of Ireland, joins me now to discuss. Good morning, Joe, and how are you?
Very well, thanks, Bobby.
Now, farmers, and again, it's probably unfair to categorise them all in the one place because we have different types of farmers and different types of farms in Ireland. Maybe give us your own sense of an overview of where we're at.
Well, Bobby, farmers have come into this year in a very strong position. They have had a number of very strong years in terms of profitability. And that's really helped them coming into this year because what we've seen in general is that farm output prices have really come down since this time last year. At the same time, we've seen input prices go up, particularly because of the crisis in the Middle East. So you've seen the likes of the cost of fertilizer, fuel and feed go up for farmers over the last, say, 6 months. But they've come in a strong position, and I suppose that they're resilient, they're well able to adapt. And we'd be confident that they will have a profitable year this year, albeit it won't be as good as last year.
Okay. And if we look at the, you know, the sectors within farming, if we look at tillage, we look at dairy, we look at beef farming, how are they all going as individual components?
So the main farming enterprise in Ireland is beef farming, and beef farmers have had a very strong year. We've seen beef prices increase by about 30% in the last 12 months, albeit they have come down in recent weeks. So beef is going well, dairy is going well as well, despite the price of milk really coming down since this time last year. But they will still be profitable. On the tillage side is probably the one sector that is struggling the most. Grain prices have not risen as expected, particularly since the Middle East crisis. And I suppose this weather is not really helping matters either. So yields and weather are going to be the big factors that are going to drive output and productivity and profit levels for the remainder of the year. So everyone's going to be watching that.
Yeah, and farmers talk about being price takers, as in that they don't really control the price they get for their goods. That's dictated by large supermarkets, etc. Does that make it a difficult space if the pressure comes on the retail price?
Look, that's one big difference between farming and many other industries is that farmers depend on global supply and demand, the basics of economics essentially, to allow them to make an income. It's largely set, prices are largely set at farm level at the global stage. So, and that depends on where weather patterns are, global energy shocks, geopolitical situations.
Yeah.
So farmers, I suppose, in general, are very dependent on government supports and government policy. So farmers are very, very conscious of that. But they, you know, they need, I suppose, that support from government is very, very important to farmers as well.
When we talk about food security, it is a sort of a difficult one because so much of our food is exported. And again, that causes its own, I suppose, difficulties when the chips are down. If we're talking about food security, yet we're exporting most of what we produce. Now, I know we're in particular sectors and you can't just change out of those overnight. But should we be looking more indigenously when it comes to food security?
Well, it's interesting, Bobby. I think food security has definitely moved up the national agenda and that's across countries. Food security is nearly becoming as important as energy security. And I suppose, why is that? I suppose we're seeing that growing political instability around the world. We're seeing, obviously, population growth. We're seeing climate shocks and weather shocks, which are having an increase, making food production much less predictable.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I suppose we're seeing competition from land, for using land for energy sources such as solar, for buildings, for forestry and for nature and biodiversity needs as well. So we're seeing that we need more food, but we have less resources we have to produce it on less land and we need to use less resources to produce it. So that's a real difficult circle to square.
Of course.
So food security, I think, is going to move up on the political agenda. And I think we'll see, and it's a very live discussion in Europe at the moment, particularly around the negotiations on the future of the Common Agricultural Policy, which is the main support policy for not only for food and agriculture, but also for rural Ireland.
What about technology when it comes to farming? You know, farmers that you meet, and how has technology in recent years changed how they do business?
Well, technology has always, I suppose, been at the forefront of the increase in efficiency and productivity of farmers. And I think that that conversation won't change. If we go back, you know, one of the biggest technological advances that happened was post-World War II, was when the fertilizer, chemical fertilizer industry was born. And that really has allowed the population of 8 billion to live on this planet.
Yeah.
So that technology was there. But I think we're moving now into the AI conversation, and there's no sector going to be able to escape what's going to what that's going to develop. But I think the important thing is that AI is not going to replace farmers.
No.
It's very much...
It sounds to me, and I, again... Well, AI is threatening to lots of sectors. I would suggest that in conjunction with man, AI could actually be useful to farmers.
Absolutely.
On repetitive tasks and legislation and all that stuff that they have to do.
And we're going to see that. And I think, where the biggest advantage of AI is, it's going to help farmers to become more productive and efficient. And I think that's the most important point from our perspective in Bank of Ireland, is that we have to put the farmer at the centre of this AI and technological advance conversation.
What about young farmers? The average age of a farmer is now touching 60. The whole thing about, you know, not splitting the farm, the inheritance, it's proved difficult. And you know, Irish farming has been at a loss because younger folk are leaving the sector for some not through the choice of their own choice.
Yeah, and Bobby, I suppose to put this in really stark matters, if there was 10 people in this room this morning, 10 farmers in this room this morning, 9 of them are going to be over 65 and only one of them is going to be under 35.
Yeah.
And that is a huge challenge. It's probably the biggest challenge facing this sector. And it's not unique in Ireland. Arguably, you know, I think it's one of the ones that's going to be, it's also an opportunity for Ireland and Irish agriculture. I suppose that we need to encourage a whole generation of young people into farming. And that's not an easy conversation. No single intervention will solve this challenge. It needs a coordinated approach between governments, advisors, co-op. And I suppose for me, the most important thing is that we make succession part of a normal conversation around a kitchen table on a farm.
Yeah.
But we also have to support the older generation. You know, we can't let them just walk away. We need them more to step back.
So it's a transition
that
will require intervention from a number of places. But as you say, having the conversation is probably the most important thing.
Yeah, and I think, look, and ensuring that agriculture is also profitable and that there's a viable career for a young person entering into the family farm, that needs to be a viable proposition. It needs to be of a scale and they need to have a long-term future into it. So I suppose making sure, to the earlier points that we've been talking about, that agriculture is profitable in the long term, because I suppose as a bank we look not only for 1 or 2 years, we're looking to the next 20 years, because right, that's often when farmers are looking to invest in their farms.
All right, well, we'll continue to herald the plights and opportunities for farmers on this programme. Owen Lowry, Head of Agri at Bank of Ireland, thanks very much. For more information on this, just you can go to bankofireland.ie. Thanks very much, Owen.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.